Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen. Listen.
Kids Rush Radio. Kids Rush Radio.
I am so sorry about that. My gosh, I'm not using my internet. I'm actually using the hotel's internet in Mesa, Arizona at the Marriott. So if you ever do a radio show, don't do it out of the Marriott. But like I was saying, I'm not sitting here talking about mascots this evening. What I want to talk to you about is your role and your responsibilities as a young American Indian, First Nations, whatever, however you want to be called, you know, the importance of your outreach. How are you outreaching? You don't even have to be, you know, doing outreach verbally. You can be do it physically. When I mean physically, I mean taking care of your body, taking care of your health, looking after one another, smiling, encouraging, doing whatever you may do. So that's what I want to talk to you about this evening is we have to get over a lot of things that we've been fighting for a lot of time. I'm not saying give up on it, but we have to continue to move on. We have to go forward in our advocacy in the field that we want to advocate in, the way that we want to advocate, you know. But we also have a big, I believe, a bigger responsibility. I would be okay if we were called the Washington Redskins and every American Indian native out there, live a sober life, put spirituality first, got educated, took care of their responsibilities, didn't rely on, government treaties or whatever it may be. I would be okay with anybody saying the Chicago Blackhawks, the Washington Redskins, the Cleveland Indians. I would be okay with all of that if we lived in a world as Indian people where we were effective, we were productive, we were making change, and we were making a difference. We were encouraging our kids to put spirituality first in every single thing that we do. I'm telling you, that's where I would be this evening. But we can't stop and wait for somebody to make a change for us. Now, I'm not knocking anybody out there this evening. There are certain areas in Indian country that are third world. Okay? I get it. The government screwed us over. Treaties were broken. Things that belong to Indian people were taken away. The list goes on and on and on. What we have to do is learn to treat each other better. Because if we decide to be effective, we can make change. We can make a difference. We can stand up. We can be more vocal if we all encouraged each other. So we natives need to get over the pettiness. We need to get over the victimizing ourselves when, you know, you probably weren't really a victim. And what you do is you take away people who have been victimized. You take away people who have been battered, who have been fighting addictions their whole lives. We as Indian country, we found ourselves allowing to be in the third world, a third world country, in our own backyards. We got to do something about it. The government's not. You know, some of these school systems aren't. And you know what? It even got this bad. Some of our tribal responsibilities are now encouraging third world. Historical trauma. Some of you who just continue to go around and cry around about why you never got to where you wanted to be, you got to get over that. You got to get off of that. You're holding yourself back, and you're taking away from the individuals that really struggled and have been struggling. I don't have any excuses. If I don't make it, I don't have any excuses. Sure, I'm American Indian. Sure, I've been through the struggle. Sure, I've faced a lot of challenges, but I have no excuses because spirituality was offered to me as a young man. Love and support was offered to me by a young man, as a young man. My culture, my tradition, my responsibilities, the etiquette has been offered to me as a young man. And who offered that to me? I went after it. And you got to get up and you got to get after it. Your responsibility needs to be going to college, staying drug, alcohol and drug free, and quit worrying about a dang mascot somewhere. We've been through the struggle. Historical trauma has been real. But we can't keep oppressing ourselves over and over and over again and reminding people what has happened to us. We've got to, you know how we can remind ourselves what's happening to us? By staying drug-free, by going and getting an education, by putting yourself on the same playing field. That's how I remind myself how we were treated. By going out there and deciding to be successful like anybody else. You know, I've had the privilege, I'm getting sidetracked here. I've had the privilege to work with the American Indian Movement in my time. And I don't care what anybody says about the American Indian Movement. If I want to go to a rally, I'm going to go to a rally. There's nobody going to tell me if I'm right or wrong in going to it. The American Indian Movement has changed over the years. At one time, they were very radical. Other times, they were very community-oriented. And other times, they were sick and tired. Other times, they were very strong. I've had the privilege to work with individuals from the American Indian Movement. And I was watching YouTube. And I'm only bringing this up because I was watching YouTube. And one of our AIM leaders, had a question for Bernie Sanders. And I'm just saying what I saw on TV. People can talk about whatever they on TV, if it's the truth, talk about it, share it. But in there, the individual had the opportunity to ask a question. And he took a long time in asking that question because most of it was kind of a platform for who this person was and what this person saw and what we have been through as the first people. Then after a while, it was, hey, you know what? Ask the question. I'm getting to it. And he went on for another 2 minutes. The moderator says, you know what? Ask the question. Please ask the question. You're going to hear me. I'm going to ask the question. He went on and on and on. The question turned into about 7 minutes. A 7 minute to ask the question. And the question was, are you going, if you get in, are you going to stand by the government's responsibility when it comes to American Indian treaties? In a nutshell, he had the opportunity to ask a question. He spent most of his time talking about the oppression of Indian people instead of answering the question. I would have been grateful as an American Indian for the question to be asked. Are you going to stand by the treaties and the treatment of American Indian people, better the treatment of American Indian people? And let's let this candidate talk about it for about 7 minutes. Let's reverse it. What I'm simply trying to say here is let's cut out a lot of stuff. We know, we already know a lot of stuff that's going on in Indian country. Because if we don't cut out a lot of the things that we already know and what people already know about us, that's how pettiness develops. That's how pettiness grows. You had an opportunity to ask a question, and we took 7 minutes to ask a question. And Bernie Sanders, because he was so impatient, he answered in about 7 seconds. 7 seconds. If I get in, I'm going to do everything that I can to live up to the treaties. And then he walked off the stage. What we're doing is we're jumping too much into the setbacks of American Indian people. What we need to do is we need to be productive and we need to progress. Instead of sitting around talking about diabetes and the health issues and the health concerns, get up and go walk. Instead of us sitting around talking about our tribal leaders and what they're doing here and what they're doing there, you know what? Pray for them. Say hi when you see them. Talk to them. Maybe you can visit a little more about your differences, whatever it may be. You know, instead of, you know, staying over there in a corner and staying to yourself, get up, go visit someone, go introduce yourself to someone, go share who we are with somebody. It is up to us to not be oppressed anymore. It's up to us to want to make a difference. You know how many sad stories I could share with you about what I've been through and my struggles and everything else? I could tell you, I could give you some good stories of why I shouldn't be in Mesa, Arizona at the Unity Mid-Year Conference, making a difference, high-fiving young people, visiting with advisors, encouraging people, having people in the, at this very conference listen to my show tonight. You know, go out, make people laugh, make people feel good about themselves, make a difference. I could tell you stories that would make me say, that's why I can't go do those things. I didn't go get an education because of this. I didn't go buy a nice big house because when I was a kid, this happened to me. I can't be in a good, strong, fun, healthy relationship with a loving family because this happened to me. I chose not to victimize myself. My DJ that travels around the country with me, we were talking one night in the car, and he said, you know, he started doing a program on victim and victors. And we went back and forth, and I was saying, you know, a victim is somebody that always has a story of why he or she can't be where they want to be. And you know what? I think a little bit of that is there's people that have been victimized out there. And then what a victor is somebody that's going to create a story. Somebody that's going to say, you know what, this happened to me in the past, but I'm going to make a difference. I'm going to create a new story, and I'm going to use that new story to get ahead and to be successful. So while you're sitting there at home, wondering what you can do to make a difference in your community, start with you. Be influential. You don't sit there and have to speak someone else's words. You don't have to sit there and speak someone else's mind. You don't have to sit there and say what other people want you to say. You think other people want to hear. Be you as a lawyer. Be you as a coach. Be you as a mom, as a dad. Be you as a honor roll student. Be you as somebody who wants to make a difference, who wants to have a better life. As a speaker, as a DJ, whatever it may be, it is up to you if you're going to go out and be influential. I love this. I was over in Washington, D.C. on the 11th, speaking at the Tribal College and University SAMHSA conference, speaking with a bunch of college kids. And I was telling them, I love this. I love what my Lord and Savior has me doing. And it's hard and it's a struggle, but I'm going to tell you something. This is my calling. This is my mission. This is the way that I advocate. I had to get over all the things, all my excuses, all my reasons why I couldn't be successful. I had to get over all those things, and I had to say, I want to go out, I want to make a difference, and I want to be effective. Because you know what? Life is real. Indian country is real. We cannot be successful if we live in historical trauma world all the time. I understand. I'm going to deal with my part of historical trauma. I'm going to deal with that. I'm going to have to live with that. But that's not going to set me back from going out to become something and want to make a difference and want to be influential. You know? We can't sit back and be offended about every little thing. We still got to fight the good fight. But in order to fight the good fight, we have to be polished. We have to be strong. We have to be ready. We have to be real. How do you get polished? Live a balanced life. How do you be prepared? Get educated culturally, spiritually, academic, every other way. How you can become educated. You can't sit back and just always find something to get offended about. Man, I hope someone could call in, you know, share a little about whether it's good, bad, whatever it may be. Man, I would like for someone to call in because I'm getting to the point where it's just sick and tired. Like I said in my little synopsis tonight, it's being a broken record, you know. What is taking away the Washington Redskins? What's that going to do for us? Is that going to build our economy? Is it going to make people put down the bottle? Is it going to make more kids go to college? Is it going to make kids quit dropping out of high school? You know? Indian country's real. If we're not talking to our kids about suicide or economic development, we're going to be in poverty or we're not going to be here. Indian country's real. I'm getting off the subject here. Pasquale Nations University, a very historical school. Some of the greatest athletes of all time have came out of Haskell. Some of the greatest leaders of all time, native and non-native, some of the greatest have came out of Haskell. Every time I set foot on that campus, I can hear those children down by the water. I can hear our ancestors. I can hear my parents because both of them went to Haskell. I can hear my friends who are no longer with us or who are with us. I just love being at Haskell. If you ever go to Haskell Nations University, walk around campus and you'll feel at peace. I really believe that. I'm reading an article about so many kids getting suspended from Haskell because they can't maintain a C average, a D average. And, you know, when I would bring that up to people in conversation, a lot of them was just like, well, the kids didn't understand the policy. Can you believe that? Instead of saying, you know what, Chance, that's pretty low. That's pretty low that all these years Haskell has been in existence and has been fighting government funding and has been fighting, you know, the state of Kansas to exist and to function and operate and to work. You would think Indian students would want to up their game at Haskell Indian Nations University. But instead, most of the feedback, well, our children didn't understand the policy. What? To make good grades? Don't you understand that policy when you're in the seventh grade? Don't you understand that policy when you're a little kid? My 8-year-old comes home from school. She's worried about her grade. I mean, that's whenever you worry about grades. You don't do it when you go to Haskell. You don't start worrying about grades then. It was just pathetic. I could not believe that most of the feedback of all these students that were getting suspended at my alma mater, they didn't understand the policy. Wow. You know, and to me, my alma mater, I stand by it. If there's any young person out there that wants a good education and you want to leave your tribal community, head on down to Lawrence, Kansas. And I'm telling you, but it's going to have to be up to you. I'm telling you, it's a great place to get an education. A great place. If that's where you want to go, it is a great place to get an education, and I'll stand by it. I'll stand by Haskell Internations University. As a young man who had parents that went there, as a young man who was basically, you know, I was born in Lawrence. I went to Haskell. The reason why I get to do what I do today, I credit a lot of it to Haskell Internations University. There's a lot of professors that could have got up, went someplace else, and did something else with their life and not deal with all the bureaucracy that you deal with while you're at Haskell Internations University as a staff member, as a faculty member. You know, they could have left, but they stayed because their heart is into it. I've got brothers all around the country. My main man, you know, Dan Brown, Creek Nation, living up in Quinault, loves Haskell, did everything he was supposed to do as a football player, as a student, now as a man, as a father, as a loving husband, as an advocate in the Quinault community. Haskell played a part of that. Corey Spotted Bear, councilman, Twin Buttes community, Fort Berthold Indian Reservation. Strong, bright, beautiful family. Haskell was a part of that. Reuben Littlehead, great MC. Everybody knows him. Everybody loves him. Haskell was part of his success. Those men will tell you that. I can go on and on and on. I had the opportunity last year to sit down with my mentor, Billy Mills, Sacramento, California, and he'll tell you Haskell played a part in his success. So let me get off the whole Haskell box. I'm just saying there's a lot of little pettiness that we need to get over as Native people, and we need to start focusing on things, and we need to start making a difference, and we need to quit making excuses. We got to start understanding policies, I guess. To be influential, to make a difference. Maybe I'm just a little hot this evening, but let me tell you something, because it is 83 degrees out here. That's probably why I'm hot. But let me tell you something. You've got to decide. You may have a great job. You may go, you may know the right protocol. You may be spiritual. But let me ask you, are you giving enough? Are you going all out? Are you making a difference to the point where you can affect someone else's life, that you can encourage someone else's life? Are you in it for you? Are you in it for the people? See, God gave us two responsibilities. The first responsibility is to love yourself. Do what you got to do to love yourself. Being sober is loving yourself. Having confidence is loving yourself. Finding interest is loving yourself. Getting educated is loving yourself. But then you have the responsibility to take that substance and give it to other people. Are you giving enough to somebody? This just ain't an episode about all those people who come up with reasons, who have to come up with excuses that are so-called are reasons why they can't make a difference. Or that's their blame. I'm not talking to just them. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to somebody who has it together. I'm talking to somebody who has everything that the look. Are you being influential? Are you going all out? Are you really buying in to this Indian movement? Are you really trying to stand by what Indian country stands for? Or are you just another native living in it? Like that saying says, man, I'm going to get mine. I'm going to get mine. We have a lot of that going on. We got a lot of I'm going to get mine going on. You know, we got to get over a lot of little pettiness. We got to start taking care of each other. We've got to start taking care of communities. Hey, listen. Let me get off topic again real quick. My father's from the Fort Berthold Indian Reservation. Spent some time in Standard Rock. I called, you know, those places, you know, my roots. My mom migrated to Oklahoma after my parents separated. I came with my mama. My mama posted up on the Shawnee Arapaho tribe, lives in El Reno, Oklahoma. And I don't know the political reasons by a lot of things that go on. I know that if I have a voice, I'm going to share it, and I'm going to express. There is a program called Respect, and I've been affiliated with Respect for multiple years, and I've seen young tribal leaders excel athletically through Respect, which means reaching elders, recreation and sports for elders and children and tribe. I might have butchered it. Shawnee Arapaho, I apologize. But I've watched the Respect program change a lot of lives. And the reason why I'm going to share this tonight, it's about a tribal community. It's about a tribal youth group, a tribal youth program in the Shawnee Arapaho community. And I don't know the decision-making behind any of it, and I'm not going to go down that road because, you know, I don't know it, so I can't go down that road. But what I can say is that Respect has changed lives. Respect is making a difference, influential. And it's not the multiple national championships that their men and women have won. It's not, you know, all the tournaments that Respect win. And you know what? It's not even making young people realize the game of basketball can open doors for them. It's more than that. It's about keeping kids consistent. It's about keeping kids around in a community. It's about building them in a community. Well, they wanted a basketball gym in El Reno. And, man, you would think, like, man, let's get these kids a gym. Let's get these kids a recreation center. Let's get these kids something over here. Because we don't have it over here. We don't have it over here in El Reno. We don't have a gym. We can't always run out to these other Shawnee Arapaho communities to play basketball all the time. Let's be safe. Let's have something right here, you know? And they requested this gym. They had all the building plans ready to go. And, you know, the people said no. The tribe said no. I don't know who said no. I don't know who said yes. But it was denied. And now it's got a lot of people scratching their head. With all this success, with the suicide very low, and the education increasing. Let me say that again. With the suicide low in the Shawnee Arapaho community, and the education, the post-secondary education, it's increasing. With all that going on, we're going to say no to a gym for these kids. I don't have the money to do it. I know somebody out there is probably saying, well, you pay for it. I mean, hey, listen, if I would have won that lotto, I definitely would have. I would have put a gym in every tribal community around the country and the world. I would help out the Aboriginals. I'd go up to the First Nations. I'd hook everybody up with a gym as long as I got to play on it, as long as someone picked me up. I'd be happy, more than happy to. But we're not together and on the same page. We won't know how to prioritize. We will continue to be unbalanced. We will continue to fall short of our goal, not as a tribe, but we will continue to fall short of our goal as Indian people, as Native people. So we may not fight and win and beat the name change at Union High School, the Washington Redskins. Adidas wants to help us out with the name change. Programs are saying, who cares? We don't want Adidas. We're going to keep our name. We're going to honor Indian people by calling them Redskins in our school system. What would happen if there was a school called the Caucasians? What would happen if there was a school that had a mascot that started with the N-word? Redskin is the same thing, you know? But in our world, in my world, you know what? It's not about changing a name. It's about standing up for one. And it's called American Indians. It's called Natives. It's about standing up for a word. Here's the thing at the end of the day. And you know what? I'll say it, and I'm not going to pull my kids out of school because of it. My kids go to a really good school. They go to a great school. And they're active. They have great friends there. They learn a lot. It's very diverse. I teach at the school when I can. Good, nice people at the schools that I walk into. Their mascot name is the Redskins. I'm not pulling my kids out of school because of it. I'm not teaching and educating other students because of it. But I am teaching my kids the difference between being ignorant and being sophisticated. I am talking to my own children about being respectful or disrespectful. I can't go in there and change a nickname because I want my kids to go to school there. But what I can do is carry myself with honor, with dignity, with respect, with class, and with a positive attitude. And when you show those and express those things, people will respect that. People will honor you that way. We've got a lot to work on. We really do. I want to give a big shout-out to Stacy Thunder. I want to give a big shout-out to Chase Iron Eyes. I want to give a big shout-out to Wilson Pipestem and his whole entire staff, because they are doing a great job in fighting for Indian rights and standing up for the mascot issue and whatever it may be. And by no means am I ever going to take away from their hard work and their effort. But we as Native people, things that we can fix. And if we fix those things, and if we strengthen our community, we as a nation will be productive enough to show people that we can make a change in other areas. I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak tonight. Please join me next week as we talk about building self-marketing. I'm Chance Rush. I want to thank you for listening tonight. See a delay there. Amen. Bless you all. Have a Valentine's Day. Check out Phoenix, Arizona. Good night, everybody. Dang it.